Six politicians have refunded almost €10,000 in expenses after an audit found that they didn't have the backup evidence to justify the claims. Fine Gael TDs Alan Farrell and Maria Bailey, along with Fine Gael Senators Jerry Buttimer and Michelle Mulhern, and Independent Senators Lynn Ruan and Colette Kelleher, have all repaid money. Journalist Sean McCarrig has been looking at the sums. Sean, six politicians, but three of them account for the bulk of the ineligible claims.
That's right. This was part of an annual process carried out by the consultants Mathers on behalf of the Houses of the Oireachtas to just look at one of two expense systems that are claimed by TDs and senators. It's the public representative allowance, which pays out around $3.6 million last year to members, and it covers items like rent, stationery, IT equipment, and it's a vouch system where TDs can claim a maximum of €20,350 per year, ministers €16,000, and senators €12,225. And as part of this annual audit, a random selection of at least 10% of TDs and senators are chosen, and the expenses they claimed are looked at in detail. And six out of the 22 who were selected for looking at the expenses claimed in 2017 were found that some of those expenses were disallowed, and as you say, the bulk of them were accounted for by the three Fine Gael members.
Tell us then about those members. You have Alan Farrell, the TD, Maria Bailey, the TD, and Senator Michelle Mulhern. As you say, they account for the bulk of the money involved here.
Yeah, Alan Farrell was the biggest amount involved, was about €4,200, and Michelle Mulhern and Maria Bailey were approximately €2,000 each. I have to say, as we said, that Michelle Mulhern strongly disputed the finding. All members did repay the money, but Michelle Mulhern took issue with the findings and said that the auditors had erred in law. She claims the guidelines that are issued to TDs and senators about what's eligible and what can be claimed contradict the actual regulations underpinning the whole expenses system. And she said she was supported in that view by a senior counsel whose opinion she had sought, and she's actually made a formal complaint to the county caller over this issue.
And what about the two Fine Gael TDs, Alan Farrell and Maria Bailey? Have they said anything?
Maria Bailey has been silent on this. I suppose she has came to attention about another issue earlier in the year, the swing gate, so she hasn't made any comment on this. Alan Farrell, he hasn't disputed the finding, but he has expressed disappointment, and he claimed that his problem was that he was invoiced for services at the end of 2016, but that he only got to pay them in 2017, and it was on that basis they were disallowed. And he said that there really should be a kind of customer credit period where when the period falls from one year into another. But it also begs the question of that he should have really have just submitted those claims as part of his 2016 expenses.
There were three other disallowed claims: two independent senators, Lynn Ruan and Colette Kelleher, and the Fine Gael senator, Jerry Buttimer. Tell us about those.
Yeah, in Lynn Ruan's case, it was just under €1,000, and in relation to Colette Kelleher and Jerry Buttimer, it was figures of just over €200. Jerry Buttimer had also disputed the findings, and he had said that it was in relation to an ad that he had placed with some organisation down in Cork, and he said it was deemed partially inadmissible because he had included the details of his clinic times. And there does seem to be some element of confusion in the guidelines, or in the interpretation by TDs and senators in the guidelines of this, because it was also an issue with Michelle Mulhern.
Sean, thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning. Sean McCarrig there, journalist who's been looking at those figures. You're with Morning Ireland.